Of course, I tip my hat today to those that are willing to put their health at risk to try to save the rest of us, I suppose. Those on the front lines of the healthcare battle to stop the corroded the coronavirus, the COVID-19 pandemic. Some of those that are getting sick, and we've heard lots of stories about healthcare workers getting sick, police officers being ill, firefighters, because they're out there on the front lines, those that drive ambulances and so forth. In every community in America, nurses are on the front lines of the COVID-19 response, and in hospitals and health departments and healthcare settings ever since the global outbreak began. And the American Nurses Association is urging Congress and the White House to take critical steps in the fight against COVID-19. I'm looking at a couple of stories here. One pretty cool story here. Ford Motor Company delivering 40,000 of those coveted N95 masks to Beaumont Health. Beaumont Health receiving that special delivery Wednesday. 40,000 masks. It came a day after the UAW posted to Facebook that Ford would also be building respirators at the Flat Rock Assembly Plant in an effort to boost medical equipment as the state fights against the growing coronavirus pandemic. And so it's another example of good companies doing the right thing at the right time. Good Michigan companies, of course. And of course, we heard about some of the unions finding. You know, the masks that I've seen are mold masks. Moldex was one of the mask brands I saw, N95 masks. So if you were working in, like, construction and you were concerned about black mold, just as an example, that would be one of the masks that would qualify. So we tip our hat to Ford for doing that. Joining me now is Dr. Ernest Grant, PhD, a registered nurse and president of the American Nurses Association, talking about those. We're on the front line. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Happy to be here.
Good to have you here. Nurses really are the backbone of the American healthcare system. We get to see our doctor here and there. We see other people here and there, specialists, but it's the nurses that are the spine of the whole operation. In my estimation, from my care over the years and different things that I've had to deal with, it's the nurses that are the key. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, you're definitely right. Truer words could not have been spoken. We are there 24/7. You know, we get to know the patient and their family very intimately, and that's one of the reasons why I love being a nurse, is that because I'm able to do that.
Well, you have the time to spend with a patient where a doctor might be in for a minute or two or five. The nurse is there on rotation. You usually have three nurses on rotation in a 24-hour period, sometimes two, depending on where you are. And so you spend time with patients. You get to know them. You know their family. You know what they're up against. It becomes a personal relationship, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And part of that relationship is that's information that we can gather and share with the other members of the healthcare team that helps to direct the care that patient may have. We can pick up, you know, if that person is frightened or because they're from a different culture, they may not quite understand all the medical lingo that may be used. So we're there to act as that person's adversary, if you will, or advocate, not adversary.
Advocate. I understand.
You're in order to ensure that they get the best care possible.
So let me ask you this. You're the man in charge, the president of the American Nurses Association. You've had conversations with members of Congress. You've had conversations with the White House. You've had conversations with FEMA. What are you looking for? What do you need? What do you think are the most critical things for nurses on the front lines right now?
Well, as we have had those conversations and as we have heard from nurses who are on the front line, the most important thing that they are still needing is the appropriate personal protective equipment. And when we speak about that, it's more than the N95 respirators that that is topping the news. It is also the face shield. It is goggles. It is gloves. It is gowns. It is the plastic jumpsuit suits. It takes all of those to provide the complete protection, not only for the members of the healthcare team, but also for the public as well. And
sure.
That is the first and foremost what we're constantly hearing from nurses that they need.
And to be fair, most places in the country, the vast majority of the places, do have what they need today. I mean, let's be fair, but there are places that are looking at the possibility of critical shortages, places like New York City, where we're having, obviously, a surge of cases there. So we need to focus our efforts on getting equipment and gear to the place they need. But I see a lot of companies stepping up to create those masks, those gowns, those shields. Companies all over this country, big and small, kicking in to give you guys what you need. And that's got to be giving you some optimism.
It does give us optimism that companies are picking up to help the supply chain. But what we realize too is that it is going to take a while for that to get to us. And that's why we continue to advocate with the government and both the state and federal government to continue to explore other resources in order to get the equipment that we need until those needs can be met that the companies are making. It takes a while for them to get tooled up to make the ventilators, to make the N95 masks,
sure,
et cetera. So
there are some signs of hope out there. Yeah, there are some signs of hope out there. Dr. Ernest Grant, PhD, is a registered nurse and president of the American Nurses Association, representing 4 million nurses nationwide here. We have seen the curve slow down in places like the state of Washington, where it all started. California is doing pretty well against the fight. The big problem spots continue to be New York, New Jersey, Michigan, and Louisiana, also on the radar for having large outbreaks right now. Those are critical spots, but you also urge people to stay at home. I'll give you got about 10 seconds, sir, and we've got to run. I'll give you the last word.
Yes, please heed the advice of the authorities and stay home. That's the best thing that the public can do.
I greatly appreciate the work. I tip my hat to you, sir. Thank you for being in the no panic zone, and thank you for doing what you do every day.
Thank you for having me.
There you have it. Dr. Ernest Grant, PhD, a registered nurse, president of the American Nurses Association, out there doing their very best for you in this country. It's the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.